Hi everyone, I'm Tolu of God and you're welcome to Talk to Tolu at Psychomedical Organization TV. Okay, so today I'll be talking about Be Your Real Self, and this is the second episode of this particular topic. So if you haven't listened to the first episode, please do well to listen to it. It's so inspiring. Alright, so most times we listen to the life history of story of a successful public figure or a mentor or someone we really admire and have a very high esteem and respect for, and at the end of their story we are always like, wow, what a beautiful story. I know the feeling, that's how I actually feel anyway. Not everybody feels that way, but that is how I feel. I feel so good, I'd be like, wow, what a beautiful story. I wish my story can just be like that. And I try to try and adjust everything about my life to suit my mentor, to just to make my life look exactly like my mentor, like back to back, 50-50, no shaking, no sharing, and stuff. And I'm like, okay. And sometimes actually we really try to adjust our experiences to look exactly like them, and that is me. And we are always like, wow, okay my mentor does this, I want to do this, I also want to do it. Okay, for example, now I have a mentor, TY Bello. She's a worshiper and she's also a photographer. So, and I'm like, when it gets to this position or this stage of me picking a skill or a career I want to do, I just go on to search about what she does, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do photography since she also does that. And I'm like, okay. So I discussed it with one of my friends, and my friend was like, why do you want to do it? And I'm like, because my mentor does it. He's like, you don't do something because someone is doing it, you do something because you are happy doing it, and whatever you're happy doing, you will eventually be successful in it, irrespective of the situation, irrespective of the challenges. And I'm like, oh wow. So I wanted to make some researches, then do some thinking and try to hibernate myself, keep myself away from people, really try to discover who I am really, what am I good at, what do I enjoy doing, even though my family and friends may not approve of it, what do I get approved of, what do I love doing, what do I enjoy doing. And I actually noticed I love talking. Or I'm kind of shy talking outside, talking to a huge lot of people, talking to a very large audience. So I'm actually working on that anyway. So that's that. So the thing is, the message in this story is don't ever try to make your life look exactly like someone else because you really admire them. You are different. There is something in you that is very unique and very different, and that is what is going to stand you out, that nobody in this world can replace you with. So what you have to do right now is to look inside of you. What is your uniqueness? What are you good at? What do you enjoy doing? And when you discover it, what are you doing to improve in that area? What are you doing to be excellent in that area? You understand? So you don't just try to adjust your life to suit someone. You live your life because you enjoy doing whatever you are doing with your life, and irrespective of how much you try to find your uniqueness, you try to do what makes you happy, try to put God first, because the Bible says that when you seek first the kingdom of God. So whatever you are trying to do, whatever any decision, any skill you are going to do, you should put God first. Okay, let me share a story of a friend, a very good friend of mine. She wants to go into model. She was like, she's a very God fearing lady, and she really loves modeling. And she's like, oh Tolu, what do I do? I love modeling, but those people in model fashion and fashion industry now, most of them wear very nude clothes. They do rubbish, and she does not want to do anything that is against her religion. So she was not telling me that what should she let go of the fact that, okay, she loves doing modeling and just continue and pursue with God, and maybe later she's going to find another thing she's interested in. And what I told her is that she should pursue the modeling career if she really loves it, and she should determine to be different, determine to like stand out. You are going to do model, this is your standard, this is what you want to do, you understand? So you are not making the world your standard, you understand? The world should make you their standard in the aspect of, okay, oh, you should make standards, set principles for people. Most people in churches, okay, everywhere now, they are just in churches, they are not being productive. They are not being productive. So what will make us productive is when we go inside those organizations, those political parties, and going inside the industries and ruling and setting standards, making systems that the world will go, that the world will follow, like setting standards, setting a lot of principles that is really from the word of God, that is according to the will of God, and you also following that path and leading people in that path. So the will of God is that children of God will dominate in every sphere and not in churches. So it's time for you to move out and reach out to people and stand out, you understand? So thank you so much. Okay, that'll be the end of this session. So you guys just kind of anticipate for the next episode on being your real self. Thank you so much for listening. If you've actually gained anything, or you want to share anything, you can send me a voice note. You can also send me a recording. All right, so thank you so much for listening again. Thank you. Please do want to share this podcast with your friends. And if you have any message for me, like I said, you can always leave a message. Thank you so much. Bye. Love you. See you next episode. Bye.